caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have my friend and special guest in the studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner, operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be back. And again, hopefully we can give some great information to your listeners and be of value to them.
Excellent. Excellent. I know you will. You're always full of wonderful information. And for our listeners, write down this phone number. You are going to be very interested. If this service is in your anywhere on your radar, you're going to want to reach out to Ben. It's 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005, and that's the toll-free number for Home Downsizing Solutions. And then you could also go online. It's a brand-new website. It's an awesome site. Check it out at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, remind us again, tell us about the services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. One of the things I guess I like to, a phrase I like to use is we provide the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to sell a house and downsize or move into senior living. We attempt to do everything that we can to make it as easy and stress-free for the homeowner and the families involved. Often, there, of course, you know there are families involved to help a person get from point A to point B. And especially if they're out of the area, if there's multiple siblings involved, we, by being able to buy the house in its as-is condition, with or without all the stuff, and allow a person to stay in the house sometimes for up to 90 days, sometimes or more if we have arrangements for that, just doing everything that we can to make selling the house and moving to senior living or downsizing as easy as possible so that the family doesn't have to stress about that house.
You know, I am going to speak with one of my latest clients about Home Downsizing Solutions. Long story short, we were going to look for a place for both the husband and wife. Unfortunately, he very unexpectedly passed away, and they did not see that one coming. I mean, he had some health issues, but this was a total surprise. Horrible situation. And so I had to shift gears and then look for placement just for mom rather than mom and dad. And so it kind of narrowed the scope a little bit, a little closer to the kids' house. And the kids are saying, hey, we don't want to deal with the house. She's saying, I want out of the house. And she's kind of throwing a lot of stuff away, and she's wanting to move fairly soon. So that might be kind of a perfect opportunity for Home Downsizing Solutions to come in. And you buy the house as is. In as is condition, you can take what you need and just walk away.
Correct. If a person doesn't want to or isn't able to do repairs and updates, if the house needs that, that's the typical house that we work with does need some repairs and updating. If they don't want to get the house into a show-ready condition and have showings or have the house kept in show-ready condition and prepared for showings at any given time, then we can be an excellent alternative to a traditional listing. So again, we just do whatever we can to make it as easy as possible for the person to or family to sell that house and focus on the more important things, which is getting a parent or loved one to a better place for them.
Yep, absolutely. And the niche that you have really developed and carved out over all of these years is really focusing on a senior looking to move from their home to a senior care community. That's kind of a segment, if you will, that you serve very, very well.
Well, thank you. That's obviously what I've tried to do for years. Again, the first 10 years that I was in this business, I focused, really didn't focus on any specific place and quite frankly, wasn't quite sure why a person would sell a house in any other manner besides through an agent.
Yeah.
But it was after the 2008 market correction that more and more seniors or people that owned their house a long time didn't have to sell. They had no absolute need to sell, but they wanted to. And so they found the services that we offer, making it very easy to sell the house in its as-is current condition, with or without the stuff. And they could just easily move to the new home that they wanted to get into. And so that's what really taught me about how important the service was and why now I focus on helping people that want to downsize and move to senior living.
Absolutely. If this is on your radar, if this is raising some questions and you're like, well, now, wait a minute, maybe we need to look into that, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online to the brand new website. It's a very nice website, homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, speaking of the traditional real estate market, I'm hearing that houses, at least in the Midwest and especially where I live, they're still going, 20 showings in a day and 10 offers over list. So it's still very, very hot in our area.
In general, I think that's correct. Even though interest rates have doubled or so, approximately, in the last 12 months or so, because of that, some of the issues are that people aren't selling their house and moving, because if they sold their house, if they have a 3% interest rate on, they don't want to buy a different house and now be looking at a 6 or 7% interest rate.
Yeah.
So people are staying put, which is reducing the supply of housing on the market. And so that's, even though interest rates have gone up as much as they have, it's still, a pretty good market for sellers out there. I'd say from what I've seen and heard, it's more difficult for if a person has, again, repairs, if a house needs repairs and updates, maybe not quite so much of a hot market than it was 12 months ago. But certainly if the house is in great condition and is what buyers are looking for, then it still is a very difficult market to find a home.
Yeah.
And a very good market if you're looking to sell.
And that's right. And I guess the caveat is there is demand if that is a walk-in, livable, ready-to-go house that's in basically new condition or it's been completely updated, overhauled, and the new buyer just literally walks in and they set up shop and they don't have to do anything. If you're in a house that your parents have lived in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's probably not in, retail ready. I wouldn't think.
Correct. And that typically, I would agree with you there that most retail buyers are going to see, some dating, some things that need to be updated, some repairs that need to be done. And yes, they're going to be more critical of that house that doesn't have new kitchens, new bathrooms, all the new things. And that's the big question. If a person wants to sell a house, do you want to call contractors? Do you want to work get multiple contractors for bids and everything that comes with that to ensure that all the work is being done in good quality too? So you don't just want something done and thrown together. So that's all things that a person needs to take into account if the house does need repairs and updates, of which avenue to sell that house is best for them.
And a lot of these older homes that need, repairs, updates, et cetera, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $50,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the house and a lot of other factors. But I'll tell you what, if I'm the adult children and I've kind of inherited this house, I don't think I want to deal with all that. I would rather just call you and say, hey, why don't we just talk about selling this as is so I can just really conveniently just walk away.
Correct. It's, you watch all the DIY shows and it's a great thought of bringing in people and making a house brand new again. And some people are very good at that. But if a family is, especially if a family is the siblings or the kids are out of the area and they need to helped a parent or loved one get to someplace better, then it can turn into a nightmare as well.
Yeah, I personally would not want to take that on. Yeah. Right? So again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online at homedownsizing.com. We'll have more with Ben coming up in just a minute. But first of all, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
A person to become a franchisee with Home Downsizing Solutions does not have to be a real estate professional. And I'm primarily looking for a person that is possibly or probably already in the senior living space or providing services to seniors in some manner and would like or understands, I guess, and sees the value of providing a real estate solution to seniors that want to sell a house and downsize. And so if a person wants to be of value to seniors, that's really what we're looking for with that. But yes, a person does not have to be a real estate professional to purchase a franchise.
Okay, that is really good to know. And I think it's really important to cover that because I think a lot of people probably think, oh, well, you have to be a realtor. Or they make some assumptions that, well, that's not totally true.
That's correct. A person does not have to be a licensed agent in order to become involved with this.
And in fact, you don't have to be a licensed agent at all to buy someone's house in an as-is condition and help them, you know, with that transition to that next step into senior care, et cetera. A license is not required at all.
Correct. In my case, I do have a license. For me personally, I think that's a good thing because
sure.
That way I can offer a homeowner multiple solutions. If I was just an agent and wanted to just list houses, I've known of circumstances where agents have pushed a homeowner in that one direction because that was the only solution they could provide.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, if a homeowner or a home buyer is not licensed, then they're hesitant to offer any other solution. So that's another reason why we're a great fit for people is because we can offer multiple solutions for getting a house sold for individuals.
Just another reason to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. I almost said homedownsizingsolutions.com. That still works, doesn't it?
That does still work, yes. Either way.
Okay, but we're gonna shorten it up, make it so easy to remember, homedownsizing.com. All right, and then Ben, on the break, you had mentioned another service and just another way to help your clients getting creative.
Correct. The one thing that I've always tried to do over the 25-plus years now that I've been in this business is always trying to stay in front of competition, I guess you might say, always trying to, more importantly, provide the services that people want from a home buying company and provide the best services with the best value for them. And so one thing that I'm considering offering is the ability for people to sell a house and stay in the house. So some people may have heard of those services out there. There's not a lot of them, but I think there are a couple of them that are out there. Mm-hmm. And so I am considering adding that to our list of services as well. So if a person wants to stay in a house, but especially, and to step back a little bit, I have heard that I think up to 90% of seniors want to stay in their house as long as possible.
That is absolutely a fact.
That is a fact. And,
yep.
And I don't blame them a bit. If I was comfortable in my home that I've been in for years and years, I think I'd want to stay in the house too. And so I think a lot of times, or sometimes I should say, a person wants to stay in a house, but maybe there are modifications that need to be made to the house in order to be safe in that house. And that's something that I think we could do if we were to purchase a house, make the modifications that a person wants or needs, mm-hmm. and then let the person rent the house back or have some type of arrangement mm-hmm. if they need in-home care. I think we could work that into the equation as well.
Okay.
So again,
that's more
just
of
looking
a, kind of a turnkey approach in with that type of a service.
Correct. Again, just looking to take what a person, a homeowner wants to see happen and figure out how we can best serve them for that.
Okay, that sounds very, very interesting. So yet, this is, again, another way to serve clients and meet their needs, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. Some people may want to sell their house and maybe they're ready to move to a senior care community, but it might be a few weeks or maybe a month and a half before their assisted living apartment's available. So that's the solution for them. Maybe this is a retail sale solution. Ben can help you with that. Maybe you want to stay in the house, but you want to sell the house and then have that wrapped into this holistic approach with home modifications, bringing in care, et cetera. So all of these solutions are available to you. Again, with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's not forget to mention your book. I looked at that again, and it's loaded with great information.
Well, thanks, Steve. That's obviously what I have tried to do by creating that, is to give a person that is looking to downsize or sell a house and downsize or move to senior living as much information about the process of selling a house as I can. The other thing that I'll mention here today is I am looking at writing another book.
Okay.
That is hopefully going to be of more value to individuals that would have the same content as this Home Downsizing Secrets does, but also have more information about the different steps before selling a house.
Okay.
And you might say the different services available or that could be available to help a person that wants to sell a house and downsize. So, senior placement services, for instance, senior move managers. And so I think there's a lot of other information that I can incorporate into that book, again, to have the book be of more value. And that's something that I'm always trying to do. And so if your listeners have any ideas of what they would like to see in the book that would help them out, I'm always open to new ideas, of course.
Absolutely. So give your feedback. First of all, request a copy of the book. Ben, how much is the book?
The book is free.
Okay. And what's it called again?
Home Downsizing Secrets.
Okay. And how would they get in touch with you and request a copy of Home Downsizing Secrets?
They can go to the website, homedownsizingsecrets.com. And the book is free. They just pay shipping and handling. And that's really the best way to contact us for the book at this point.
Okay. And if you have any ideas, just say, hey, Ben, I think this would be a good idea for your next book. So that's really cool that you're writing another one. Again, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again, Steve. And as always, hopefully the listeners receive some value. And if they have any ideas what they'd like me to speak about in regards to downsizing, I'd love to talk about that.
Excellent. Excellent. Reach out to Ben right away and he will take great care of you. And with that, don't go away. I'll be right back in just a minute.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Well, here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay. So if you choose to work with one of these free referral services, they're kind of popping up like weeds these days, you should be very aware of some potential issues, and you should have your eyes wide open, and I mean wide open. So, first of all, can we just review the basics? These free referral services promising to help you find a place for your elderly loved one, they're free to you because they don't work for you. Hello? Nothing's free. Nothing. I can think of one thing that's free. But look, there's nothing free. Wait, what's the catch? Okay. They're free to you because they don't work for you. It's just, it's quite literally, it's as simple as that. So one of my recent clients said, yeah, Steve, that's right. You are the product for these free referral services. You are the product. And I hadn't heard it put that way. I think that's a great way to just to summarize that very succinctly. With the free referral services, you are the product. So I recently worked with a really nice family, and this is on behalf of their mother. They're going to move her back here to the Kansas City area from California. And a relative in California, before I got involved, they reached out to one of these free referral services here in the Kansas City market. The advisor recommended a particular assisted living facility that would work with Medicaid, and they also have memory care. That sounds pretty good, right? Now, their mother has dementia and will soon need memory care. Okay, so I think she's okay to start off in just general care assisted living, but very soon, because of her dementia, she will need memory care. So this seemed like a good fit. At least it seemed like a good fit to this relative. Then I got involved with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with the family here locally in Kansas City. And they informed the California relative that, you know, I would be taking over the search and kind of taking it from there. On this particular assisted living community that I did check it out, and indeed they do work with Medicaid, so that part's fine. And mom could have moved there just fine. However, Houston, we have a problem, right? So when doing my research, I discovered that the memory care part of this community does not work with Medicaid. So just the general care assisted living part of it, Medicaid's fine. But if you need memory care in the same building, that's not fine. They will not work with Medicaid for memory care. So if mom needs memory care, which she will sometime very soon, she's going to have to move again. And this is not at all what my client wants for his mother. He wants her to age in place and not have to move again. Now, let's back up to this free referral service. Here's how they see it. So they recommend this place. It's on their short, incomplete list of places willing to provide them payment for their recommendation. That's what I call a gross conflict of interest. But you move into this assisted living facility and you stay there for a few months. Everything's fine. This generates them a $6,000 kickback. They're very happy that you moved into this place they recommend. They just made $6,000. Then when mom needs memory care, and they know for a fact, they know for sure that she cannot stay there, then guess what? They're counting on you calling them back. Well, memory care, they don't take Medicaid, so what should we do? Oh, well, here, let me help you out with that. They can now step in and help you find a nursing home that has memory care that works with Medicaid. Then you move mom into that second place they recommend, and guess what? You got it. They just generated another kickback of $6,000-$7,000. Some would call this churning. Yep, churning. You see, they don't really care how long mom could stay. And you know, it sounds like I'm being mean. I'm reporting to you what I see very frequently. I'm just telling you, I'm sharing a story with you, a true, real-life, recent story. They don't seem to care how long mom could stay in that assisted living facility because they know that when it's time for memory care, you'll call them back, and then they get to generate another kickback. It's all about the money, period. So I conducted a geriatric care assessment. I conducted market research where I actually researched the entire marketplace, every single place available, not some limited short list of my business partners. By the way, they don't work for you. They're free to you because they don't work for you. Well, who do they work for, Steve? Well, you work for who pays you. And these folks provide giant kickbacks. So that's who they work for. They very openly call them their business partners. So anyway, I conducted a market research of the entire market. Then I took them to their top options, and we had a tour, and I asked questions, some excellent questions, by the way, gathered up all that information, reported it back to my clients, and then they were able to make an informed decision where mom will not have to move again. How about that? So the family is very happy that they did not go with the advice of this free referral service. I guess you get what you pay for, right? So if you choose to work with the free referral service, you should be very aware of potential issues like the one I just shared and a lot of other ones. Have your eyes wide open, and most importantly, proceed with caution. Because after all, they're free to you because they don't work for you. It's quite literally as simple as that.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I tell you what, I mean, I don't know how many stories like that that I have. I mean, it's just one after another after another. And I receive so many referrals from professionals in our community, and frankly, throughout the entire country. So many professionals, financial advisors, insurance professionals, physicians, nurses, case managers, accountants, elder law attorneys, estate planning attorneys. I could go on and on and on and on. But guess what all of these professionals know? They know the free referral services are a conflict of interest. They don't like that business model. They love the fiduciary approach and the business model of senior care consulting. We're obligated to work in our client's best interest. It's as simple as that. We conduct a very thorough proprietary geriatric care assessment to determine exactly what you need. We research the entire marketplace to identify our top options that check all the boxes. And just like this client I just mentioned, checks all the boxes. One of the boxes that we don't want to move again. We want to age in place. That was really important to them. Check that box. Boom. Got it done. But we research all of our options in the market to identify our top options. And then we take a tour with our clients and we ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most of our clients would never even know to ask. We gather a wealth of information at each place. It just takes a few hours of your time. It's a huge time saver. And then we compile a report that has all of that information in it so that you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. So if that is resonating with you, if you love that approach, call 913-945-2800, and we would love to offer you a free consultation. You could also visit us online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you all about home care providers and how to find the best one for your needs.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I recently worked with a really nice family with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and they're just very worried about their dad being the caregiver for their mom. She needs care. Dad is just wearing out. I mean, he's so tired. And that's that heroic caregiver kind of a syndrome. I've mentioned that recently on one of the programs. You know, especially for us guys, I'm raising my hand. You know, I've got this. I don't need any help. But guess what? At some point, you do need help, and you just have to be big enough to admit that and be honest enough to admit that. There's no shame in asking for help, guys. Okay, so seriously, ask for help. So dad is wearing out, and they're just really afraid that his health is now starting to take somewhat of a decline due to the stress of being that full-time caregiver. So, and by the way, does that sound familiar to anyone? Are you raising your hand? Yep. That should sound familiar to a lot of folks out there. So I'm helping them find a home care provider that will serve as a bridge, that will just kind of bridge that gap between being at home now with support while we're waiting for a space to become available at their preferred senior care community. In this case, we're looking at the assisted living level of care. Lots of waiting lists out there. So we're looking at our top options proactively. We're out ahead of this. We're working in advance. Then they're going to make a decision and then get on the waiting list. And then you want control of this one. Trust me, okay? And then they're going to move when it makes sense for them. Even if you move a little sooner than you think you may have needed to, you're never going to regret that. You will thank me later, right? If this sounds like something that you would like to do, I'd just like to offer you my home care provider screening tool free of charge. Just reach out, just give me a call, send me a text, or get online, seniorcareconsulting.com. Just inquire about that. Just say, hey, I want my free copy of the home care provider screening tool, and I'll email that out to you. Free of charge. This is really, really helpful. It has a whole, I'm just looking at it right now. It has 34 questions to help you check out some home care providers and then choose the one that you feel is the best fit for you. Now, all of the markets all across the nation, especially if you're in a little bit of a larger market, you could have 50 to 100 home care providers to choose from. If you're in a larger market, there could be 300 or 400 home care providers. Now, these home care providers, I'm a huge fan of home care, by the way. They'll come into your house from a couple of 2 or 3 hours a day to up to 24 hours per day, and they help you with those activities of daily living around your house. It's non-medical in-home assistance, and it's a wonderful service. Okay, to keep you in your house for a longer period of time, help you remain independent at home. And then at some point, again, like these folks, they know that this is really more of a temporary measure because dad's been the caregiver for a long time. And they're going to be moving in this next, 6 to 8 months. So we're again, we're getting home care in place, and then we're going to go out and we're going to choose an assisted living community, get our name on the wait list, and then manage when we're going to move. So that way we're in control and we're choosing when we're going to move. That is the ultimate situation, if you can act proactively. So here's some of the questions. How long have you been in business? I would tend to go with a provider that's been around for a longer period of time than someone that maybe just opened. Nothing against them, but I don't think I want someone learning on me. I want someone who knows what they're doing and has established policies and procedures and has great staffing and has an excellent reputation, highly rated, et cetera, et cetera. Are you a privately owned or national company, or are you a franchise? Okay, these are, and everyone has different opinions on all this kind of stuff, but this is just, this is data points. This would be information that you really want to know. How many offices do you own and operate? What services do you offer? What are the qualifications of your caregivers? Are they CNAs or home health aides, or are they someone without a designation that has been trained? What states are you licensed to do business in? Do you have clinical licensure in these states? Sometimes a state will require clinical licensure. Sometimes they do not. Typically, for a home care, non-medical home care company, clinical licensure is not required, but you may have to just be licensed in that state to provide that service. Are your services covered by long-term care insurance? Is the owner actively involved in the daily operation of the business, or is he or she more of a silent partner and someone else is running the business? Do you have an RN or LPN on staff? And if so, what's their role? Do you offer geriatric care management services? And if so, is that included in the hourly rate, or is that an additional charge? Okay, what's your turnover rate for your direct hands-on caregiving staff? This one's really important. Should a caregiver be unavailable for their shift, do you provide a backup replacement caregiver? Because I really need to get out. I have my own doctor's appointments. I have my own things that I need to do. I'm really counting on them. If that caregiver can't show up that day, and you know what? Stuff happens, right? Life happens. They're sick. Their kid's sick. Their car broke down. What, things happen. Do you provide a backup replacement caregiver for that shift, or am I just out of luck? Man, I've heard way too many stories of, you mean they didn't show up? Okay, well, hopefully they'll come tomorrow. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Is somebody else coming out? Oh, no, we don't have anybody else. Right? That's a really, really important question. Do your caregivers receive dementia training? Here's another really important question. Are the caregivers W-2 employees of the company, or are they 1099 independent contractors? By the way, I would prefer W-2 employees. What type of background checks and other screening do you perform prior to hiring the staff? These people are going to be in my house taking care of my loved one. I kind of want to know. I have some background checks that have been performed. Do you drug test your caregivers? Okay, so it just goes on and on. Here's one. What happens if there's a theft or an injury or another negative incident in my home? Is there coverage for that? I mean, what happens? Are there any current or pending legal actions against your company? And if so, explain. What are your rates? Do you have a minimum number of hours per shift? Is there a day, evening, night, and holiday differential? What is your billing cycle? Do you require us to pay in advance? How long of a notice do we need to provide you to discontinue services? How soon can you begin your services? Discuss COVID-19 safety precautions and protocols and the use of PPE. So if this is like, oh man, hey, we need a copy of that. Just reach out, 913-945-2800. You could also call the toll-free number at Senior Care Live, or just shoot me an email, and we will take care of that. I'll send you that free of charge by email. So feel free, and I'd be happy to provide that for you, and I hope it helps. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.